Australians are embracing a new movement in the social scene as mindful drinking shifts attitudes towards taking care in what and how you choose to drink. The idea of conscious or controlled alcohol consumption is on the rise, creating a culture celebrating sobriety, health, and mental well-being. The Wire's Michelle Kromiek found out more.
Imagine going to celebrate your friend's birthday, COVID safe of course, and you order a drink. But you read the menu and all the drinks are alcohol-free, and still, you enjoy the night. This is becoming a trend in bars across metropolitan cities in Australia, and more young Australians are choosing to drink less alcohol. Intoxication is fast on the downward trend as more people say no to excessive drinking and looking towards their health and well-being. The cultural shift is seeing a decrease in alcohol consumption across Australia. Senior lecturer and consumer behaviour researcher from the University of Newcastle, Dr. Tamara Buha, says it's about being aware of the effects of alcohol.
The mindful drinking movement is about being conscious that alcohol has negative effects on our body and health. And we see that people drink a lot less and are engaging with new products that do not contain alcohol.
Recent figures show abstaining from alcohol is starkly popular for people in their 20s.
We have seen technological advances, so the products that do not contain alcohol are actually now tasting better. We have technologies where you can remove alcohol after fermentation and still produce high quality products. And people also are becoming more aware of the effects of alcohol and the alcohol-related harm. And especially young people are staying away from alcohol now, and they are the population group that is actually driving this trend.
Despite the similarity in taste, Dr. Buha says some consumers don't see the value in buying alcohol-free.
Alcoholic beverages do cost more because producers do have to pay a tax for the alcohol content, and consumers are aware of this and think that because alcohol-free products wouldn't have to pay that tax, that they should be cheaper. But that's actually not the case, especially for alcohol-free wine, because the alcohol-free wine is produced from wine that is fully fermented and the alcohol is removed after the wine has been produced. So it's an additional processing step and actually costs more money. So the savings in tax don't actually make up for the increased cost in production.
With non-alcoholic wine being one of the country's most fastest growing industries, it comes as no surprise we're seeing major liquor retailers dedicate more shelf space for the growing range of alcohol-free beverages. The innovation of non-alcoholic bars are also helping to move the bottles from the shelf to the table. Dr. Buha says the role of alcohol is deeply ingrained in society, and a new generation is becoming increasingly aware it's more than just a drink.
Drinking is much more than just about quenching thirst. It's part of our social culture. You don't just drink to get drunk. We drink to be part of a group, to enjoy a good tasting beverage, maybe with a meal. And specifically also for wine, there can be health benefits related to certain compounds in wine. For example, red wine contains antioxidants, and they are actually beneficial. So you get the healthful compounds from wine, and you can have that without the alcohol.
With drinking seen as a way to relax and socialise, embracing mindful drinking has shown to not only achieve the same sense of pleasure, but also create positive feelings, self-esteem and enjoyment through moderation.
It's not about nothing at all or drinking a lot. It gives people the choice and the freedom to do what they like to do.
And that was senior lecturer and consumer behavior researcher from the University of Newcastle, Dr. Tamara Buha, speaking with The Wire's Michelle Kromiek. And cheers, everyone, with an alcohol-free wine.